The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who has a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone. But the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus was clearly a wonder worker. He performed many miracles. He healed many people of various different diseases and ailments and afflictions. I think it's safe to assume that he probably healed more people than is recorded in the Gospels. Right? I don't think it's crazy to think that there were some people that were healed that it was important to them, but for whatever the reason, the story didn't get passed on or it didn't get written down. But the ones that were recorded, the ones that were passed down orally at first and then written down eventually in the Gospels, I think were recorded because they meant more than just what Jesus did that one day. And if we take the story that we have in today's gospel, this isn't just about the man that was deaf and had a speech impediment. For I'm sure he was happy that Jesus fixed the thing that was broken. But the early church passed this story on generation after generation until it came to us today, because it can actually speak something to each of us. These words that Jesus speaks, "Ephphatha, be opened," are meant to apply to us in some way, shape, or form. Now, I know some of you may be thinking, well, I can hear good enough. It may not be perfect, but my hearing is fine. I don't think I need Jesus to fix my ears necessarily. But the early church saw this not as just talking about physical hearing or physical speech, but to show us that what Jesus does is he goes into the places that are closed. That the man who is unable to hear and unable to speak well, when Jesus heals him, it's not just he says, "Hey, I'm going to snap my fingers and now you can hear." But it's like he's removing an obstacle. And he puts his finger into his ears as if he's maybe unplugging his ears so that he can hear. He spits and then touches his tongue and tells it to be opened, as if it had been closed off from something that it's supposed to be able to do. And by doing this, immediately the man is restored. He's able to do the things that most humans are able to do, the things that he was supposed to be able to do. Brothers and sisters, even if physically we are perfectly fine and don't need Jesus to open up things that are closed or things that don't work in our bodies, I think that's a good image for us to use of what Jesus wants to do for us spiritually. Because oftentimes our sins are things that are actually just closed off from God or closed off from other people. Much like the man's ears were closed off and his tongue was not able to work properly. And if we look at our sins, maybe thinking about the seven deadly sins, when we think about envy and greed, we think about lust and sloth or laziness, those things are really ways of using physical material things to keep us from a close relationship to God or a close relationship to others. But in a way, those seven deadly sins are simply us making a wall between us and others with our stuff, thinking that our physical possessions or physical goods are more important than those relationships. Or we might think of how anger and pride lead us to not be in relationship with God or others, because again, we've isolated ourselves from them. And if you want to think about it in terms of today's gospel, that those sins actually just close us off from the way that God wants us to live. So the solution isn't just for us to do better. It's just to say, well, I'm going to fix myself. I'm sure the man that was deaf and unable to speak, if he could have done something to fix himself, he would have done it. What happens is the people bring him to Jesus, and Jesus touches the parts that are closed, touches the area of his life that is not in union with God. Brothers and sisters, that's what Jesus wants to do in our lives and in our hearts. That those things that are far away from him, those things that are closed off, are meant to be opened. That's why the church at every baptism, the minister has the option to perform the Ephphatha prayer. Ephphatha is what Jesus says in today's gospel. And right after a baby is baptized, the priest can touch their ears and touch their mouth, which is very tricky with babies, by the way, but that's a side note. Right, but you touch their ears and pray that they can hear God's word and proclaim it with their lips when they are able. That it kind of mimics what happens in today's gospel, not suggesting that the babies need better physical hearing or physical speech, but that they can actually be opened, open to receiving the grace and goodness that God wants to give them. That in a way, Jesus can be inserted into those places that are blocked. We think that prayer is one that could be imitated again in the sacrament of confession. And when we come to confession, it's not just about admitting the things that we've done wrong or the ways that we've messed up. Sometimes that's what our sins are. But I think more often than that, our sins are times that we are closed off from God. Maybe it's time that we trusted more in ourselves than in the teaching or the commandments of Almighty God. Sometimes there are times that we were closed off from God because we were so focused on the physical world around us or the things that we desire. Sometimes we're just closed off because we hear the temptations and the lies of the devil, and they seem better and more attractive than what God teaches us. Regardless of which one it is, I think in all those ways, there's a part of our life, there's a part of our hearts that's closed off from God. And so when we come to confession, we want to bring those things and say, Jesus, I actually want you to do what you did for the man that is deaf. I don't want you just to kind of fix the problem and just say, oh, well, now I can speak and everything's good again. And now it's back on me to do better. Instead, I literally want you, Lord, to take me apart from the crowd and to touch the things that are closed. I want you, Jesus, to be present in those places where I can't do it well on my own. I think that's what our confessions should look like. That it's not just admitting our failures or our sins, but saying, Jesus, I actually invite you to open up this part of my life. If you remember last Sunday, Jesus kind of corrected the scribes and Pharisees about what the law is. That it's not just God's commandments because he decided out of the blue to give us more rules. But instead, it's meant to lead us into true freedom and into living in union with him. It's not about human precepts, but deferring to Almighty God. I think that's what he wants us to see in the sacrament of confession as well, is that it can invite us into true freedom. And the way we do that is actually by receiving confession, but also is actually, I think, by making a better confession. That when we admit our sins and our failures, it's not just about saying what we did, but trying to unpack and uncover what is closed, what is not open to God's grace. The example I used last week was not attending Mass on Sunday or the Lord's Day. That sometimes we can just think, well, I broke the rule, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and so I need to confess that. And I'd say that's kind of the bare minimum. That's a good thing and a good way to do it. But there could be about like 100 different things that led us to miss Mass on Sunday. If you come to me and you say, Father, bless me for I have sinned. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession and I missed Mass on Sunday because I was in the hospital. And I'll go, are you all better now? Yes, I'm here at confession. I'm fine. I would say, just so you know, probably weren't obliged to make the Mass because you were in the hospital, right? It's good that we desired to be close to the Lord and wanted to spend that time with him. But God understands if we're in the hospital and literally unable to attend Sunday Mass. Right? But then it's much different if you come and say, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 2 weeks since my last confession. I didn't come to Mass last Sunday. And I'll be honest, I was just kind of lazy. I got up late. I was going to try to make it to 10:30 Mass, and then I ate breakfast, and then I couldn't come. So yeah, I just didn't really make it. I might ask, well, did you try to go Sunday night? We've got a couple of Sunday Masses on the west side. Yeah, I thought about it, and then there was football on, and so I just didn't really go. Okay. Those are two very different things to confess. The same thing happened. I didn't go to Mass on Sunday, but what I'm actually asking Jesus to touch, what I'm actually asking Jesus to open, I think is very different. And the thing about this story shows us that that's actually what Jesus wants to do. Yes, he wants to get rid of our sins. He wants to get rid of our guilt and the weight of our sins. But he also wants us to be open, to be able to function like he created us to function, to be able to live in God's law in freedom and actually rejoice in doing those things. Not just as a burden or a weight, but to live as he created us to live. So think, brothers and sisters, we want to pray today to ask the Lord to show us what areas of our life are closed off to him. It might be little areas. It might be this thing or that thing that we take upon ourselves. It might be things that we think are actually too small or unimportant for God to care about. But then let us pray that he will actually help us to be open, to allow him to touch and literally be present in those parts of our lives. Not just so that we can avoid doing the bad stuff, not just so we can avoid mistakes or sins, but instead that like this man born deaf, we can be restored to the life that he wants to give us. We can glorify him in all that we do, because in that way we will be living in perfect union with him. Not just living as ourselves, but living always as those representatives of Christ here on earth. We can live as those holy ones, both on earth and with him in his heavenly kingdom.